What's wonderful in this image is the way the letter helps tell the story. It's a capital A, and contained inside it are two scenes from the story of Easter. Above, the holy women come to the tomb of Jesus and find an angel sitting there, and below, they meet the resurrected Christ, who appears to them first of all. The letter itself gives the sense that something totally unexpected is happening. The top of the A is burst open, and the angel's wings are outside the frame, as if he just jetted in. This artist worked in Bologna, which, because of the celebrated law school at its university, was a very important center for the production of manuscripts. We know this painter's name from his signature on a legal manuscript. It was Nereus. When we sent this leaf for scientific analysis, we found out that the pigments include vermilion, lead, and 2 sulfides of arsenic. Margaret Lawson, who works in paper conservation here at the museum, explains.
Most of the materials that they used are toxic, and we wouldn't be permitted to use them today. But they certainly knew the characteristics of the materials. They knew nature so well. White lead, red lead, vermilion, they're all toxic materials. The tradition of manuscript painting evolved over the years, and they were so aware of how careful they had to be in mixing colors.